The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
Hey, it's Cannon, and you spoke, we listened. My ex said I never listened, or something like that, but whatever. You spoke, you said you got to get Kim Petras on the show, and guess who's on today? Kim Petras. So what does that mean? Well, number one, that I'm an amazing listener, and number two, one of my favorite artists is on the show now answering your questions. We got so many tweeted to us at Open House Party. We got to as many as we could. She's going to answer them now. Before we get into it, subscribe to the channel. That's how you can get a virtual meet and greet with your favorite artists. We choose new subscribers. They win, and then they meet their favorite stars on Open House Party on Zoom. You can see some of those below. But right now, it's Kim Petras on OHP. Let's do it.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
Kim, you beautiful, beautiful, beautiful human being. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. Do you hear, can you hear them like mowing the lawn in the background out there?
Nope.
Okay. They are like trimming the hedges. I live in an apartment and they're trimming the bushes out front. They're like cutting them all down. And
stop. Don't they know you're talking to Kim Petras?
Right? Quit, bitches. You have no idea. Like the stuff I found in the on the ground that was in these bushes. I found there was a bra laying out there that had been in the bushes. There, like a golf club, lots of beer cans. I don't know what people were doing in the bushes before I moved in, but I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah, sounds hot.
And how are you? Where are you today?
Great. I'm in New York still. Yeah, I'm great. I've been doing a bunch of promo and press and things like that for the Nicki Minaj song. So it's the best thing ever to do promo.
It is. The song with Sam Smith was also one of the best things that's ever happened. What an epic anthem that turned out to be. That's the only word I can come up with. It's really turned into an anthem. Yeah. I mean, did you have any idea it was going to blow up the way it did?
No, I mean, not at all. We knew that night when we wrote it and that we loved it and that it was so fun and that we felt strongly about it. And I remember Sam really having to fight for the song to, you know, be the single and stuff like that. So I'm so grateful to Sam, but really for us, it was just such a fun collaboration because Sam and I have been trying to collaborate for years at that point. And it was just like the right song to come around at the right time. But I'm so proud of everything it did and all of the like epic moments we've had to that song. And I adore Sam and I can't wait to perform it again.
I love that my 9-year-old knows every lyric and she's singing along at the top of her lungs, not really understanding what she's saying. And I'm like getting a real big, I'm probably laughing a little bit too hard. I'm like, you go ahead and go to the body shop, baby. Okay. That's incredible.
I remember when I was a kid and I would just sing like the dirtiest songs all the time and I just didn't know what they were. And just like thought they were cool, you know. I just didn't get the meaning. I think that stuff's so cute and funny.
I do too. Hey, and that's one of the beauties of music. People take from it what they will and they make it their own. Take me back to that night you wrote that song. You said it was such an incredible session. Where were you and what was the vibe like that night?
It was the studio under Capitol Records in LA. Mm-hmm. Can't say Capitol Records too loud because I'm at Republic right now, so
we'll bleep that out.
And we recorded the song there were a bunch of people there. Ilya was there, Circuit was there. It was like quite the star-studded room, and I had heard like a snippet of the song that Sam had sent to me, and then yeah, we just kind of got some. I think we were drinking whiskey. We were both like in a whiskey phase. We both lit a blunt and I just went into the booth and basically like freestyled it until it was there. And yeah, it was just kind of such an easy and fun night that, and it was the first time I met Sam in person too, because we had DM'd back and forth and sent songs, but never actually met. So yeah, it was iconic. I missed that. I told Sam, I really want to make just like a writing trip, like just go anywhere and just write songs, even for like other people, and just have fun and just do that same thing again we did, because it worked.
It really did work. Wow, that's exactly the kind of night I was hoping it was. Yeah. That's such an amazing answer. I didn't want to hear, well, we were sitting around a table for hours and we ate a pizza. No, we sat in the basement and smoked blunts. That's how this happened.
It's cool that happened like that, because like I do my fair share of songs that I just like crack my, like bang my head against the wall for like weeks and months to find the right words and like the right concept and can't crack the code, and like those are great too, but when it just happens and it just flows out of you, best thing about being a songwriter and an artist in the world.
I can't stop playing Alone over and over and over again. I saw the video. First of all, I didn't know you loved the clarinet so much. That's an interesting development.
I love her. I need to be with her forever.
How does a clarinet taste, by the way? I've never had one.
Like quarters.
Tell me about when you wrote that song. Was that the same kind of night as the one with Sam?
No, it was a different kind of night where I have been listening to a bunch of kind of songs from Europe, from like my childhood and my first club days for a while, just because that kind of inspired the sound of my new album, and stumbled across Better Off Alone, and love that song forever. Had so many embarrassing moments in clubs with that song, so many fun moments with my friends. It's just kind of like the end of the night song in European clubs, or in German clubs at least. And so I always loved that song, and we just kind of wrote like the idea down, and then we're like, this is really cool. Do you think that Nikki, like, because I knew that Nikki was looking just in general, like, you know, for songs and like ideas and stuff like that. So I just like kind of sent through the song, and she was like, this is really cool, and just didn't hear back for a while. And we were like, okay, she likes it, but we got to go harder. And then we went back in and changed the pitch and everything and kind of rewrote it. And then she was like, this is dope. And she was down to jump on it, which is amazing.
Yes.
Also huge thanks to Republic, because like without them, this would have never happened. And I'm so, so lucky.
No, they're an incredible label and very forward thinking. And I'm a big fan. Yeah,
me too. And so it's just been like the coolest thing ever to get sent a verse by Nicki Minaj on your song. Like I cried. I was just like not okay in the best way for a little bit. And then I learned like every single word of it, and just, yeah, I can't believe it happened. And I can't believe we shot a music video together. It was so inspiring to meet her. And she just keeps getting better. And I feel so inspired. Like, I want to be like that. You know, I just want to keep getting greater as I go.
I've had some embarrassing nights at clubs, even in Germany. As a matter of fact, you probably know Berghain in Berlin.
Oh, yeah.
Embarrassing moments at like 9 a.m. It's a very unique place.
Yeah, very unique place for sure. Oh, I've been there. Yeah.
I have a bunch of fan questions. If you don't mind, I'm gonna roll through them real quick. I want to be respectful to everyone else today and keep this on time. So I'll be as fast as I can ripping these off. Ricky Silk in Dallas said, who was your first celebrity crush?
It was Legolas in Lord of the Rings. That was just like the first person I saw that I was like, this is hot. but also Sora from Kingdom Hearts. I played Kingdom Hearts as a kid, and like that was like my first legit crush. But I don't know if that counts as a celebrity. So
it counts for me.
Oh, good. Okay, then I pick that.
Whoever you find hot is a celebrity immediately anyway. Let's just be honest.
thank you. So true.
What about Monique in Iowa? She asked what your go-to cocktail is.
Ooh, my go-to cocktail is, because I'm obsessed with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it's been a whiskey sour, which is such a like old man drink.
Yes. But I drink old fashions, and I'm like, which is now cool. But when I started drinking them a couple years ago, people are like, what are you, 80? No one drinks that.
I know. I like a classic like old man drink, like something about it. Like I just want to be a cool old dude in drinks, you know,
because
like
they're strong. It's because they're really, really strong,
and I'm and I can drink a lot. That's really the truth. Yeah,
your journey from your first releases, which were back in, what am I guessing, like 2011, is that around the
yeah those were like when I was in Germany releases, like, oof. Yeah, but I think my
from then to now, like what would be like, sum up how you're different now and how your music would be different now and what you want people to get out of this album.
I feel like I've grown so much. I mean, I started in my bedroom just making demos every day. I started making jingles in Germany for German commercials, and then started writing for other artists. Always wanting to be an artist myself, but kind of knowing that no one was going to write me songs, and so I better start being able to do that. And then I kind of found that that's kind of a huge passion of mine and that I'm pretty good at it. And so I've definitely gotten better. Those songs I kind of look at and cringe. but I'd say like 4 or 5 years ago, I really found what I'm about as an artist, and I really grew a fan base and all of that stuff. This is my first official real album that's done like a major label album. I did some of it in Sweden, some of it in London. I went to a million sessions. I worked with a bunch of people, and the whole just the whole spectrum of what I'm about as a musician. And I feel like I haven't released anything of this quality, and I'm really, really excited because I feel like I genuinely needed to get a lot of these songs out of my system, and they've helped me in life just to process everything that happened. And I'm really excited for you to hear it. And it has a sick concept and a sick title, and it has so many songs. And yeah, it's very exciting.
Well, thank you for your time, your music, your energy, your fierceness. I am such a fan and love you so much. And I really appreciate your time, Ken. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Back at you.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.